It's another hour, another day of What's on Your Mind. Hey, everybody, I'm Scott Hillen, tackling the news of the day, getting your take on what's happening in the world. 855-200-1776. Mark Scogabo alongside me here. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I had a little bit of an epiphany this morning. I was at Mass early this morning at St. Anne's and Joachim Church. And it was announced that our church is actually signed up over the next couple of days to participate in the vigil at the one and only abortion clinic in North Dakota. And, about this time in the morning, early in the morning, my head is swirling with all kinds of different news stories about what are we going to talk about, right? And a lot of what is commanding our attention right now is this back and forth of what's happening in the budget battle and the pending debt crisis. And, the news seems to be consumed with that. And my epiphany was, obviously it's what's happening right now is important because it has to do with our economy. It has to do with, getting some common sense back into government and trying to, put a big stop sign up to this insanity, right? I get that. But what struck me, and maybe this is just a rabbit trail, is so much attention is placed on the debt and the deficit and spending and trying to get this under control, and yet we have right underneath our noses our Holocaust that goes on. And because it's the law of the land, and because it's, just happening, but for a few folks who dedicate their lives to it, and different events like that is happening right now with this 40 Days for Life campaign, we don't pay much attention to it. I don't think we're paying enough attention to it. I think our balance is out of whack. That was my...
The 40 Days for Life, it sounds like a fast. It sounds kind of an amorphous thing. But when you get down, drill into the numbers and realize already almost 200 babies have been saved, that women who felt desperate were found another path, where people have reached out and said, what do you need? What can we do to help you? And by the way, God made your baby.
Are we doing enough, I guess, is the question.
Well, what I'm saying is the fact that 200 babies have been saved this cycle alone, this 40 Days for Life, that's a pretty big deal.
Is that the number? I forget. It's an extraordinary number. It's really an amazing thing that happens. It really is. The total list of when you go through it, whether it be lives saved or clinics closed or people that have walked away from the industry, that's what really warms your heart. So it works.
But these women are getting loved, and they're getting loved 24 hours a day. And when it's open, they're not being hated, they're not being bullied, they're being loved, they're being affirmed. Them and their child are being affirmed as special in the eyes of God.
I just, in the context of this 24/7 news cycle consumed over debt deficit and debates over, and I'm not minimizing the importance of this because, quite honestly, I think the future of this country hangs in the balance and so much. It really does. We're going to get at a tipping point at some point. But I think too much of that at the expense of innocent life being ended, this slaughter continuing is not good either. And, I know some people just prefer to sort of put the blinders on to it, bury their head in the sand, don't want to talk about it, it's uncomfortable.
It is terribly uncomfortable.
So, anyway, we have a guest today on the 40 Days for Life campaign. Jody Clemens will join us. She's a member of the 40 Days for Life committee. We'll talk about...
Didn't she used to be in charge of a women's center here in town, her and her...
I don't know. I know that she has quite a story herself that she's told about an abortion that she had and about healing from that. And she, along with the other post-abortive ladies, do presentations that really impact people greatly. And there's some of those coming up. So she'll tell us about that and give us the latest. But, people like her, my gosh, thank goodness they're out there and all the 40 Days for Life members. And hopefully more and more folks can add their voice to this because I do think it's very important. The story we brought you yesterday from the Tioga Tribune is morphing into more places. And I tell you, having had 24 hours to ponder the story of Dwayne Johnston, the school superintendent there, who has to on one day expel a student and then endure threats with gun gestures and everything else, and then the next day make a decision to put himself in a better place to defend the school, and now finds himself, a week later resigning. I think it's really sad. I think it's a sad state of affairs in a country that supposedly has a Second Amendment, that it is, that a superintendent with a concealed carry permit is not allowed to bring a gun into school and has to resign over doing so.
A law-abiding, Second Amendment practicing. He said he should have talked to the law enforcement agencies. No, he's a citizen. He has the right to defend his charges with his concealed weapon.
I have no doubt there's many things he could have done different and would have done different and everything else. Point is, he did what he did for the right reasons. Nobody got hurt. And thankfully, this threat is now exposed, so others know about it. But meanwhile, to me, it would just be the kind of thing you tuck in the file and you move on. I hope folks in Tioga rally to Dwayne Johnson's defense here.
I do, too.
And I think if the school board hears enough of that, they will. And there's some time for things to cool off here a little bit. He did, agree to stay on through the end of the school year. But my take on this is that something's really wrong. Really wrong when this leads to a resignation. So
The tale of the two shootings in Aurora, Colorado, and the one theater was devastating about, the night of the Batman movie. But what people didn't hear was the gunman that came to the church in Aurora and was killed by a man carrying a gun to church and protected the church, and nobody died except the naughty, naughty man.
Makes no sense. Anyway, I'm for Dwayne Johnston. I hope the community is as well. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number to weigh in on that issue today on the program. 855-200-1776. You know a South Dakota rancher pretty well, Larry Roden.
Yep.
He's down there at
Union Center.
Center, South Dakota. I read a story yesterday about another South Dakota family. Blog post actually entitled "The Blizzard That Never Was," and it's aftermath on cattle and ranchers, and tells about the worst blizzard in recorded history of South Dakota, sweeping through the state, tens of thousands of cattle dead, much of the state without power. Rapid City Journal reports tens of thousands of cattle lie dead across South Dakota following a blizzard that could become one of the most costly in the history of the state's agriculture industry. I wonder if we're I don't know. I don't know if this is getting enough attention from the rest of us outside the blizzard impact areas, but that are neighbors.
This is another impact of the preoccupation we have with the budget thing going on in Washington. I got it. I texted Senate candidate Larry Roden. He said this was the worst ever. Now, mind you, his family homesteaded there. The worst ever. And he personally survived pretty well, but there are some estimates over 100,000 cattle dead. Profound impact on these people.
Yeah, and we're neighbors, and, I don't know that this has received the attention that it should have here. Concerns me. Bob in Grafton wants to weigh in on the superintendent in Tioga. Hey, Bob, what's your take on this?
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, this is one of my pet peeves here. This is, I tell you, without not having armed guards in our public schools to guard our children, which is our most valuable asset, is our flesh and blood children. When they're gone, you can't replace them. And to not have a armed guard in the school is akin to, let's just take on all the fire extinguishers in the school then. It's ridiculous. I mean, the fact that this superintendent had to resign, I think it's tragic. I moved to Grafton here quite a few years ago, but my wife's a native from Colorado, and I know where that theater is, and we know where the school there is in Columbine. And I'm going to tell you something. After the first or two school shootings that happened in public schools across the country, if I was the president of the United States, I would have made it mandatory for armed guards in all public schools across this nation. Imagine how many bad situations could have been averted or stopped. How many lives could have been saved if that would have been the case. So there was a they were going to come up with something to present to the school boards to where they could allow armed faculty in the schools, and but you know, leave it to the school, kind of hush hush, so that the, you know, the bad guys don't know whether or not they did or they didn't.
Just make it the law. Just make it the law. I agree with you, Bob. You know, I mean, it was in the last legislative session and was proposed and had some support, but didn't pass. Schools don't like it. I don't get it. Thanks, Bob.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hunt with Heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zeeland, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2 with great prizes, including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zeeland, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zeeland City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day on a hero's hunt in Zeeland, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A listener just called and said, you know, I called your program the other day upset because Senator Heidi Heitkamp was not answering her phone and the Senate office was closed because of the government shutdown. You guys talked about it yesterday. Congressman Kevin Cramer was on, talked about the fact that he was taking calls and even himself personally, as well as some staff, and ended up taking the calls for Senator Heitkamp and others. And that person just called and said, hey, guess what? I called Senator Heitkamp's office, and now they're answering the phone. So they must have listened to you.
Amazing.
Isn't that something? I did just check the website, however, and due to the government shutdown, it says, this website will not be updated. So, like the Park Service, we've got the website shut down. Here's the message. The office, easy for me to say, of Senator Heitkamp is currently closed because of the shutdown of the federal government due to lapsed appropriations. We will reopen as soon as normal government operations resume. During the government shutdown, the website will not be updated. Seems to be kind of a fun little game, doesn't it? Just try and inflict as much pain as possible.
It really is turned into a game.
My all-time favorite is the Park Service shutting the website off. You know, we don't need 24/7 news updates from the Park Service, but allowing the website to continue to operate wouldn't be the end of the world, would it? Anyway, coming up on What's on Your Mind today, what are we going to do, Steve?
Well, I think we're going to start get a couple of great guests because, of course, we've got Pheasant Over coming up this weekend. So we're going to talk with Randy Kreil from Game and Fish, get some of the pheasant numbers, where some of the good places are. Boy, that last storm we had, I'm a little worried about southwestern North Dakota and northern South Dakota, where that path that storm was. And then coming up at 10:30, we're going to talk with Randy Christman. Something people don't really pay a lot of attention to, one of the things that falls under the portfolio of the Public Service Commission, and this falls into Randy's portfolio, is elevators. They regulate elevators in the state of North Dakota, and we potentially could have a crisis with elevators in North Dakota. We'll get more on that coming up with Randy Christman at 10:30. We're going to talk a little bit about that storm system that went through. Was there much to do about nothing? It seems like... I don't know. Is it partly government shutdown because of the impact to agriculture, either on the stock side or on the farming side? But it doesn't seem like the storm got a lot of attention. Part of it's because farmers and ranchers really had nowhere to report their losses. So we'll see if we can find out a little bit more about that today as well.
Well, we don't want to fall victim to that same thing, and to the extent. We talked to somebody without power, and we obviously did a little bit on it, but we really didn't get a sense of, having read some of these stories now, I think the magnitude of this has really not been, well reported to people outside the impact area. It's pretty extraordinary when you hear some of these stories. So we certainly encourage folks that do have a story to tell to let us know exactly what happened and read one story here in the Associated Press story talking about an Elgin area rancher that told the Bismarck Tribune that about 350 of the family sheep were trampled by cows trying to return home. We did what North Dakotans do best, ride it out, she said to the storm that cut electricity to the ranch, down fences and trees. The trees, we can't even find them under the snow. Think about that. And the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is urging ranchers who lost cattle to keep detail of the losses. Ranchers and industry officials in the Dakotas have said losses are aggravated by the fact that a government disaster program has expired. And ranchers won't be able to get federal help until Congress passes a new farm bill. So, now, here's Dan Christman, lives a few miles east of Hedinger, reported here. 20 inches of snow there, lost 20 cows. So, I agree with you. We want to get the, we don't want to do what maybe some others have done, and that is get lost in a story close to home here that has impacted a lot of folks. So, let us know. And, I think, Steve, we ought to begin a little rally of support for this, superintendent, rather, at Tioga Schools. I want this guy to reconsider his resignation. He shouldn't have to resign over wanting to protect his school from a real threat. That's ridiculous.
Well, and nobody should let him resign. I mean, that's part of it. Aren't these the type of educators we want in the school systems? We want watching after the children? You know, somebody that's going to stand up, make a decision, and potentially save lives?
No, as I said yesterday, this guy's a hero, if you ask me. Far from someone that should have to resign. And I'd just like to see more people saying, no, sorry. And this is really up to the community. I think if enough folks in the community let the school board members know their feelings about this. So, Tioga, I'd love to hear from you. If you're in the surrounding area, your kids attend Tioga schools, let us know what you think. 855-200-1776. And a caller from Grafton earlier. Due east of Tioga a few hours, but interested enough to the point of saying, not only should he not resign, this law must be changed. It is a stupid law. Crying out loud. I don't get it at all. So, like to see him do that. One other story on the shutdown that I want to talk about. We have some of your comments on our Facebook page about this. Senator Heitkamp gave an interview to, it was a Dickinson paper, Williston Herald, sorry. And she said, you know, one thing that's getting lost in all this debate is that Senate Democrats have compromised a lot. And her example for that, Steve, was a reduction in what the Senate passed for discretionary spending because they wanted $1.05 trillion, but the bill passed in the Senate with $986 billion. Can you do some quick math there? That's $14.5 billion in a trillion-dollar discretionary spending budget, $14.5 billion with a B. It's like a few pennies. That they reduced, and they're saying that's enough compromise. You think that's enough compromise?
First of all, every little bit helps, you know.
Well, true. A billion here, a billion here, you're assuming you're pretty talking big money, but, I mean, the idea that we've compromised enough. Look, you wanted $1.05 trillion, and we cut this way down to $986 billion. Seriously? Can you say that without laughing?
I can't say that without crying.
And that might be the better take. No kidding. Gordy in Fargo's calling in here. Gordy, I just got a few seconds for you. Up against the clock. What should happen with that superintendent in Tioga, do you think?
Well, the thing is, the reason why these people get railroaded and why we don't have armed people in school to protect our kids is...
Hang on, Gordy. Hang on. I'll let you finish on the other side of the break. Hang on.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So, what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bakken Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620. 237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
On the What's On Your Mind program, this is Scott Hennen, AM 1100 The Flag Fargo, AM 1090 Tioga, KTGO, and soon KLTC, K-Fire, KCJB, all across North Dakota. Randy Crowell from Game and Fish on the Pheasant Opener. Randy Christman, North Dakota Public Service Commission member, will join us as well to talk about some issues related to the Farm Bill delay and elevators. I want to update you on the 40 Days for Life campaign and ways you can participate in that today. Before we do that, however, Gordy in Fargo, your point on the superintendent in Tioga? We had to go to the break. Yeah. I apologize. Let you finish.
Yeah, Scott. You have to look at what's going on behind this. What's behind all of this? Why do they not want a strong presence in the schools? Why are the movies about heroes like Iron Man, The Avengers, Batman, any of these movies so successful? Because the American public is looking for a strong man to stand behind, and the schools are the antithesis of that. They want a weak, cattle, sheep-like person that won't stand up to the government. In history, the United States of America has always been a strong nation because we've had heroes. We've had people that we can look up to. If we had somebody that was armed in a school, that would be a person that these kids could look up to and see a strong individual. And what we're seeing now is the emasculation of the man in our school system. They don't want anybody with any kind of strength there, because that would be somebody that these kids could look up to as a source of power to stand up to government, and government doesn't want any of that. So
what you describe sounds like maybe a San Francisco school, but it doesn't sound like one in the heartland here. I mean, governed by neighbors of ours on school boards and whatnot. I do think there's an anti-gun bias, but I don't think there's an anti. What's that, Gordy?
They're still controlled by the state higher ed board, and the state higher ed board is run by a bunch of weenie, spineless, you know, people that are not from this area in most cases. They're from, you know, out east or out west or somewhere outside of the area. So, you know, the school board may stand for that. I know in Fargo they wouldn't. I mean, we had one good person on the school board, and he was ramroded out of there. So, you know, we need to get people of strength and of character on the school boards to stand up to these guys at the state level and the federal level and tell them where the sun, you know, to put it where the sun doesn't shine.
I am amazed. I mean, the reason the bill didn't pass the legislature was because superintendents were against it, because the establishment in education didn't like it. And I don't get that for the life of me. To have somebody trained, that extra layer of protection, I don't get it. And maybe it's as serious as you're suggesting. Maybe it is. I hope it isn't that bad. Gordy, I appreciate your comments. Thank you. Here's another on the same topic.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say about that superintendent issue and no guards in our schools, and that the fact that didn't pass the legislative branch there, or the legislation there last session, I just would like to say, what is is wrong with those legislators, and who voted not to pass that? Because if, God forbid, if there is an event in North Dakota, those children's blood will be on their hands, period. It needs to be corrected. And I really hope you guys hammer this issue a little bit. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Well, I'm going to start with the fact that I think this superintendent ought not resign. And if enough community people support him, maybe that will be the impetus to this law. We'll call it the DeWayne Law and to get it passed.
One of his great points was that response time. If you've got somebody armed there, you can mitigate a problem right here and now. You don't have the time to call the police, even in a little town like Tioga.
Exactly. More on this topic as we go throughout the day. Jody Clemens is here, and Jody is a member of the 40 Days for Life Committee. She's one of the PALs that does the PALs presentation. PALs stands for Post Abortive Ladies. And just a pro-life warrior that we so appreciate her time, effort, energy, and passion for ending this awful, awful Holocaust known as abortion here in North Dakota. Jody, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott, for having me.
How's things just, going so far this year?
Oh, things are going so well, Scott. And I want to start by saying I've been listening this morning to the comments about, you know, the passion and even the anger in the hearts of your callers that people will not stand up to protect our children in the classrooms. And I so agree with that passion, and I so agree that our children, the last caller said the blood of these children will be on the hands if these children are not protected in the classroom. And yet, and Scott, please hear my heart, I totally agree with that, but yet every week in Fargo, a classroom of children die at the only abortion facility in Fargo. And these kids in the wombs of their mothers are as alive and as real as those children sitting in the classroom. And yet we don't see the epiphany that you had in Mass this morning. We don't see that passion. And, you know, should we have armed guards outside abortion facilities saying, no, you're not going to kill these children either? You know, but these children are alive. Their hearts are beating. There's new blood pumping through new veins and new little children. And yet, apathy and complacency over the death of 25 children a week in Fargo, North Dakota, it grieves my heart. All children are valuable in the sight of God. All children are a gift from God. And yet, some are so ignored. God tells us to rescue those being led away to slaughter. And who more is being led away to slaughter than those in the wombs of their mothers? So, I just encourage people. 40 Days for Life is such a simple thing that God's people can do. It's just pray, fast, seek God's face, turn from our evil and ways, and ask God to forgive us and to heal our land and to revive our hearts, God, that we would go out in obedience, take 1 hour of our time to stand outside an abortion facility, beseeching God to hear our prayer. Because when we do that, God promises that he will heal our land, forgive our sins, and we need this Holocaust to stop. You know, so far there's been 176 babies saved this year through 40 Days for Life. This is day 16 of the 40 Days campaign. And, you know, over the years, Scott, when you talk about 176 this year alone, since 40 Days for Life started, listen to this statistic, over 7,500 children are alive that have been saved. And these are confirmed saves. These are just aren't things that we think about, but these are actual children that have been spared death and actual women and men who have been spared the devastation of abortion in their life. 83 workers have walked out of abortion facilities. 40 abortion clinics have closed, never, never to kill again. So things are going very well, Scott.
And I so agree with everything you said. I worry that we don't do enough. And what 40 Days for Life does is make things very easy to do something, right? Very simple way. And I tell you, once you actually are at the one and only abortion mill in North Dakota and see others who agree with you, and you know, are there and feel that. I mean, it really gets its hooks in you, and you become dedicated to that cause. So I couldn't agree with you anymore. The things we wrap ourselves up around are phenomenal. They're everywhere, and yet right underneath our noses, this happens. So it's
once you do go out there, Scott, it's so true. It's a life. It changes us, is what it does. We go out there and we hear the word abortion. It's become so commonplace in our society that we forget what it really is. But when you go out and actually stand in front of an abortion facility and you see women being escorted in there by the death squads, people that take these women in there and they think they're protecting them. They don't know what they're doing. But these women go in there and there's life in their womb. And then you watch them walk out, you know, with their heads dropped, knowing that that child is no longer there and that woman's life is forever changed because of what she's done. You know, when a woman enters an abortion facility, Scott, she's told so many lies. You know, it's just the whole industry, the death industry. Satan is the father of lies. So you know it's going to be bathed in lies. You know, I was told when I walked into an abortion facility that it was going to be a quick and easy procedure and I'd be in and out of there in no time at all, and it won't be painful, and your life will return to normal. And, you know, quite honestly, looking back on that experience, I really think I chose to believe the lie to rationalize what I was doing, which is so sad, you know, but that's what we do to get through that procedure. But when a woman walks out of there, those lies are erased, and she faces the reality that what she has done, she can never, never, never undo. And it's so abnormal. It is so abnormal for a woman to take the life of her own child.
An emailer says, Scott, I disagree with you and your guest. There's no apathy about the abortion clinic. If there was, there'd be no 40 Days for Life. There'd be no youth traveling to D.C. for March for Life. There would have been no Walk for Life last week. What more do you want done?
What we want people to continue to do it. You know, these are all events, Scott. We have 40 Days for Life. We have the march. We see those things. But in our experience, and I've been doing this for over 30 years, in my experience is oftentimes after 40 Days for Life is over, people don't continue to come. And God is waiting and he's watching for the faithfulness of his people to continue to come, to continue to stand. You know, we're in a very good place in North Dakota right now, and I am so, so grateful for every single volunteer that comes out. Everyone that says yes to that one-hour slot, everyone that says yes to God. I am so thankful to our legislators for passing the pro-life legislation, and we need to continue now to just bombard the throne of God that the judges that hear these cases will uphold these righteous law, because what we want, the goal that we want to obtain, is that no more abortion would happen in the state of North Dakota. Yes, we're working. Yes, we're being obedient. And what God is doing is he's watching to see if his people are going to be faithful so we can give God a reason to work, give God a reason to move.
When we come back, we'll tell you how you can participate if you haven't. I think the main thing is just more people committed to this cause, and there's an easy way to help. Also, some presentations that Jolie will be part of coming up. Mark, stick around. We've got to do some quick sports and weather all before the end of the hour. Stay tuned.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Jody Clemens is here from the 40 Days for Life Committee. Hoping you'll join the effort. Still time, never too late. And by the way, wherever you're listening, you can join the effort simply by joining a prayer team. Folks are doing that all across North Dakota. Some folks come in and actually are part of the vigil. Others just say, I'm going to talk to my coworkers about this, my family members about this, my neighbors about this, because outreach is part of it too. Just letting others know how you believe. A lot of ways to participate. 40daysforlifend.com. 40daysforlifend.com. Trust me, if you actually get the opportunity to come in or travel with a group to be at the abortion mill, you will understand why it's so important to be part of that. You'll get it. So join the effort. Jody Clemens does some marvelous presentation about the effects of abortion that nobody wants you to know about, along with a team of post-abortive ladies. Are you going to be doing that presentation again anywhere soon, Jody?
We are, Scott. And, you know, the heart of the PALS is really to bring the gospel of life, love, and healing to women and men who have experienced the pain of abortion in their life. You know, we have Planned Parenthood, who is in our college campuses and our schools promoting a culture of death, and we have to do things to counteract this and really get them and tell the truth. So the PALs are actually this coming Sunday, October 13th, we're going to be at Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Moorhead, and so looking forward to going into the church and bringing that message of hope, healing, and also to equip people, Scott. Maybe, you know, it's not just for people who've had an abortion. That is not what we're doing. We are going in to equip the church to be prepared to deal with women, you know, who come to them and say that they're pregnant, or maybe someone who's made a decision about abortion and doesn't know where to go. But, yes, October 13th, we are at our Redeemer's. November 19th, we're at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Moorhead. And we have several other events, but they're farther out. But I would invite people to come and listen to both those events. I'd love that. And just come and hear. And hopefully it will be life-changing for you as it has been for other people. And, you know, Scott, as far as 40 Days for Life, we really, really do encourage people just to say yes to Jesus and to fill one slot outside the abortion facility. You know, if truly the Church of Jesus Christ would arise and really grab hold of this issue, there should not be a problem of getting 100 people outside that abortion clinic. And we have said that for years, but it is so true, you know, that if the church gets a hold of this and really looks at this, and that's probably the apathy that we were speaking about, Scott, is that if it really, really was on the hearts of people, there would be 100 people out there every day that the facility was open until that facility was closed for good. And I can tell you, if there was 100 people out there praying and fasting, there would not be a woman that would go into that abortion facility. They would not go in. And that abortion facility is sustained through the blood of those innocent children that died. So it would close down that abortion facility. And that is the heart of 40 Days for Life. That is the heart of God's people. And that is the heart of God, to shut down this facility. He is watching and he is waiting. You know, Scott, seriously, with one breath, one wink, one word, God is all powerful. He could shut that abortion facility down. But in his wisdom, he's chosen to work through fragile people like you and me. And he's asked us to go and be ambassadors for him. And that's what we do outside the abortion facility. We stand there as a representative of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he will move and he will shut that down when he sees the faithfulness of his people.
That's all
he's waiting for.
40daysforlifend.com is the website, or you can call and schedule a time, 701-356-7979. Jody, thanks for your passion on this and for motivating all of us to do more. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much, Scott. We appreciate so much all you do.
701-356-7979, 40daysforlifend.com. All right, 57 and cloudy in Fargo and the Valley, heading for a nice day today, really. It'll be up there around 75, so enjoy that. 60s and some thunderstorms tomorrow. 50s is how we're looking for the weekend. Out in the oil patch, 37 and partly cloudy at this hour, 64 today, 48 tomorrow with some showers, some sun shining through on the weekend, but we're not going to even hit 50 over the weekend in the patch. So that's what we're looking weather-wise. Baseball playoffs, Mark?
Yep, the Cardinals downed the Pirates to beat them 3-2 to go to the finals. But even though Morneau got two hits, then we've got Detroit facing Oakland. Verlander's pitching. He has shut out Oakland 22 straight innings. So that looks good. Oakland has had a really tough time with final games, 1-11 in the last several years. So we're getting there to see who's going to play Boston. So we're getting down L.A. versus the Cardinals to see who goes to the World Series. And now we're getting down there to close. We're on the edge of the you know, wonderful experience of every autumn of the World Series. So,
tonight, A's and Tigers game five.
Game five. Timberwolves won a game. Love got 20 points. The Lynx are going for the sweep Atlanta in Atlanta for the three-game win for the World Championship. And so that's encouraging.
And that's a check of sports. And what's on your mind? The preview hour coming to a close for Thursday. All right. We're going to be joined by Steve Bakken and KLTC Dickinson. KCJB Minot, K-Fire Bismarck Mandan, and get cranking with your calls to find out what's on your mind. So that's straight ahead when we continue. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.